You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are here with Bruce Turkel, and as I promised, before we get into the Work-Life Balance Act, Bruce is going to tell you how many harmonikas he packs when he travels.
Well, it depends who I'm going to be playing with.
Wait a minute now.
You have who I'm going to be playing music with.
Thank you.
Thank you. You need a minimum of three. You can take as many as 12. It really depends how long I'm going for. But still, it's a lot. Here's the problem with traveling
harmonicas. Now, do you breathe in and breathe out so you save on that?
You save on what?
I guess weight in the harmonica.
Yes, you breathe in and breathe out. It's actually the only instrument, the only wind instrument where you inhale and exhale. But here's the thing. If you see a guy in an airport or walking down the street carrying a guitar case, you know he plays guitar, right? But if you play harmonica...
Either that or he's a terrorist.
All right, you know what? Never mind. Let's move on.
Sorry, I cut him off. I cut you off. Occasionally I do the bad thing. So listen, though, Bruce, you know, we talk all the time. My friend Cindy Goodman writes a column in the Herald about work-life balance. I think everybody tries to achieve it. Everybody beats the crap out of themselves all the time because they can't. I mean, is there work-life balance? What's the story with that?
Well, this is what I just wrote a blog post on. It was called Work-Life Balance is BS. Because I was at the Coconut Grove bookstore and I ran into a buddy of mine, Alex Frazier. Alex Frazier is the most incredible father I know. He spends all his time with his daughter. He was just coming from his daughter's kindergarten graduation. And he says to me that the teacher called him in for a parent-teacher conference because his daughter said that my daddy is never home. He's always working. Alex also runs a heck of an important business. But this guy spends more time with his kids than anyone I know. I had the same experience when I was a kid. Teacher called us in for a work-life crisis because my son, who was six at the time, had said that daddy's never home, he's always traveling. Wasn't true. I travel a lot, but I was there. But perception is reality. That's what the kid thinks, then that's their truth. And to your point, everyone feels guilty. I don't spend enough time with my family. I don't spend enough time working. I don't spend enough time doing this. I don't spend enough time doing that. And I hear that all the time. So I've been giving it some thought, and here's what dawns on me. You want to spend more time with your family, work less. You want to make more money, work more. So then you say, no, I need to do both. Okay, you can do that too. Either figure out how to make more, either by working harder or working smarter, or using Charles's ideas in investing your money.
There you go.
Or figure out how to want less. There's always a solution. People say to me all the time, you know, I'm an avid runner. And they say, well, you get up every morning at what time? 5 a.m. You get up at 5 a.m. to run? Yeah. Oh, I wish I could do that, but I can't get up at 5 a.m. Sure you can. Go to bed earlier. Well, I can't do that. Turn off the television. Get off of Facebook. You know, you can't have everything. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to admit it. And it's worse for women who are told they need to be superwoman, right? Because I am woman, hear me roar. They need to be mothers. They need to be successful at business. They need to be sexy partners. They need to be changing the world. They need to be doing all these things all at once. And they have every right to. But the thing is, the only person that drives crazy is you. If you think about it that way, all of a sudden what you realize is you have to follow priorities. It's not a matter of balance. Learn patience, develop a plan, and go after your plan and do implement. Thank you. Develop patience, develop a plan, and implement. That's what you need to do. It's not a matter of balance. It's a matter of priorities.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. I was on the phone with my wife today talking to her how I wanted to meet her at like 6:15, 6:30 so we could have a nice, you know, period of relaxing time before we watch the Heat game, which I was at that last one, and we won't talk about that one. But they will win tonight and go absolutely nuts.
Go Heat.
And what I told her was, I said, honey, what is it that you want to accomplish today? And she said, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, isn't getting home at 6:15 something you want to accomplish? She goes, yeah. I go, well, then you better cut out A, B, and D on that list. And she said, but I can't. I said, what do you want to do? And I think that it really is all about priorities and planning. You know, Bruce, you travel, you speak, you do all this stuff. What is it that you find is the flex thing that you can sometimes eliminate from your day?
I don't watch television. I absolutely don't. I read a lot, but I don't watch TV. So when I get home, I still have work to do. I can sit down and do it. Plus, right now we're empty nesters. Our kids are both away at college. So it gives me the advantage that when I come home, I don't have to spend, you know, as much time. On the other hand, I want to spend time with them, so I go visit to see them. My son's here, but my daughter's away. But I find that television is just an enormous time waster, and it's addictive. Once you lay down to start watching it, not only does it waste your time, but it sucks you in to continue watching. So people will say to me, oh my God, you have to see Game of Thrones. Oh, you have to see Orange is the New Black. I'm sure they're great. The trouble is, I don't want to get sucked in, because if I do, I'm as obsessive as anybody else. And then I'm going to watch and watch and watch and watch and watch.
Yeah, you just got to binge watch one day and do the whole thing in one day.
Yeah, that makes my back hurt, though, from laying on the couch and eating Doritos all day long.
Well, that's what the orange fingers are for, is the Doritos. Now, do you carry an extra rag for the orange fingers that the Doritos give you when you travel?
That's your problem, not mine.
Hey, now. All right, so, you know, so if people are looking to do all those things and cram everything together, then we figured out that you really can't do that. You have to prioritize. It's the same thing with packing. I think I found a theme here.
Packing is all about prioritizing as well. Exactly. What do I need and what don't I need? By the way, another packing thing we didn't talk about is a credit card. It doesn't take up very much space. And wherever you travel, you can find whatever it is you forgot. And most of it's not that expensive. So that's the other thing. You said that you keep throwing more stuff in because you have the stress of, oh my goodness, what if I don't have what I need? If you don't have what you need, you can buy it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I'm just really kind of joking because I have been thinning things out, and I do use the list to eliminate things more than to add things. And I found that the most important thing, like you said, is to eliminate, you know, I can use one pair of shorts to work out, to be casual in, and also to swim in.
Well, here's a great tip for guys. It maybe works for women. I don't know. But start wearing button-down shirts, because button-downs are the only dress shirts that you can wear with a suit. You can wear with a pair of jeans, or you can wear with shorts untucked with the sleeves rolled up, whereas a regular dress shirt looks stupid if you wear with shorts. So that's less shirts. You wear with a suit one day, the next day if you're going out to the pool or something, you can wear it. It's fine. Only bring one color of shoes, so you only have to bring one belt. I happen to have a reversible one, but that's because I'm obsessed. But
no, I have one of those too.
You don't have to do that.
I have one of those too.
Just bring black or brown shoes, and then just bring a black or brown belt.
Yeah, and for the record, he's wearing a button-down shirt right now.
That's all I wear.
You're too funny. Now, Bruce, you know, you've been here. We talk about branding all the time. I think that one of the things that we want to talk about whenever we do that is repetition. So, you know, let's repeat how people can find you, how they can get together with you, how they can work with you to bring, you know, more punch to their branding effort.
My whole concept of branding, we've talked about it on the show many times, is all about them. Building a brand to resonate with your customers. People don't buy what you do, they buy who you are. Because everyone does the same thing these days, and everyone does it well. There's lots of financial planners, but I want to listen to Charles because of who he is and what he says.
Thank you.
That's what I help people build. Very simple to find me. My website is my name, bruceturkel.com. And that would connect you to my blog, to my ad agency site, to whatever information you need. But that's the way to find me. BruceTurkel.com. There's
all right.
Website.
And then we'll also find you not obsessive in the airport lounge. You'll be the guy relaxing on his iPad reading.
You know why I'm relaxed at airports? Because I get there 2 hours early.
Oh, another
That's
thing.
Another tip.
Sure. I do that
we
too.
We all rush to the airport. No. We're going crazy. We're yelling at old ladies crossing the street. We're honking at school buses. But get there early. And then what do you do when you get there?
And relax.
Take out your phone. Take out your computer. Do the same thing you were doing in your office.
Exactly.
100%.
But you're not stressed.
All right. More relaxing tips from Bruce on his next adventure here with us on Freed on Business. Charles Sachs, thanks for taking this extra half hour with us. We'll be right back after this. We've got the latest in how to beat the cholesterol issues. We're going to have Dr. Carl Orringer on from the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine back after this.